Do You Still Believe These Ridiculous Tech Myths? By Eric Griffith in PC Magazine on January 18th. Fact and fiction frequently collide when it comes to the technology we use in our daily lives, but we're here to set the record straight. Batteries develop a memory. In the olden days, when devices were powered by nickel-cadmium NiCad batteries, they could indeed develop a memory that never let them charge past a certain threshold. That's where the whole, I must discharge my battery all the way to zero, belief came from. It would act as sort of a memory reset. That is not the case with the modern lithium-ion battery. The problem for lithium-ion batteries is capacity and degradation. In the same amount of charging time, a new phone might hit 100% when an older phone can manage only 80%. Some call it old man syndrome. Younger batteries are hungrier for power, much like a teenager at a buffet. No matter what, the more charge cycles you put a battery through, the less capacity it has in the long run. So-called fast charging on phones makes the degradation happen even faster. Stick to the usual overnight charging. Just use a slow charge, be it plugged in or wireless. You should charge a phone only from 0%. Nope. Running a modern lithium-ion battery down to 0% all the time is harmful. It wears them out faster. What you want to do is a partial discharge. This is another capacity issue. With the insides of a battery, like the one in your smartphone, in a constant state of decay, the materials simply hold less power over time. That's why your old phone lasts fewer and fewer hours compared with the full day you get from a brand new device. The capacity is going down. Some people still believe that running a phone down to zero occasionally helps as a recalibration of sorts. Say, if your phone shows it's at 30% but then promptly dies, the problem is that modern phones seldom get to the end of battery life. They'll do an auto shutdown with a trickle of charge left inside. If you suspect that, let the phone sit a few hours before you plug it in. The best strategy, never let the phone get below 20%, then charge it up to around 80%, which happens quickly on a fast charge. Keeping it always between 30 to 80% is a good way to increase a battery's lifespan. Charging smartphones overnight overloads the battery. Your smartphone is smart enough to have extra protection. So when the lithium-ion battery hits 100%, it stops charging. It will never overload. Those tales of someone's phone catching fire spring from faulty batteries. But also, don't put the phone under your pillow. It can get hot and even burn you and then burn itself out. A phone needs to dissipate heat. Another thing that hurts batteries. You wouldn't sleep on your laptop, so don't sleep on your smartphone. It's possible that when a phone is plugged in to charge all night long, it will use some juice and drop to 99% and charge it up again to 100%. That's not great, but don't lose any sleep over it. If you should wake up during the night, unplug it or take it off the wireless charger. It won't lose much before morning.